is a present.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast. And my name's Bob Arthurs. It's a pleasure to spend part of our day here with you. And we're getting close to my parents returning to their home. They've been down here spending some time with their great-grandson. And I've been photographed down on all fours playing with that little fellow myself. And so we are glad that everybody had a chance to come and visit. Thank you for making us part of your day, and we are looking forward to sharing all of the good things that God has in His Word with you today. We want to say thank you to Terese Auto Sales and Repair. If they can be of any benefit to you, call them at 632-9777, 632-9777, and they can get you fixed up. They have both sold me a vehicle and repaired a vehicle for me, and Joe is a great guy, and we pray that if he can be a blessing to you, that you give him a call, and he will do his best to get you up and running. We want to take just a moment to invite you out to our vintage service that is coming up to tomorrow at 11 a.m. and really excited about that. Last week was one of our largest vintage services that we had ever had. We had 17 in that 11 a.m. service. And so if you'd like to come and be a part of that, we have been teaching through the book of Isaiah. We're in Isaiah chapter 49 currently. And so if you'd like to come and be a part of that, we would love to have you come out and join us. And then our kids ministry takes place tonight at 6 o'clock for food. 6:30, the classes begin. Those run until 7:45. So those are all out of the way. So we will get into the Word. Today we're in Isaiah chapter 9. It says in verse number 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And so we a lot of times we speak on this at Christmas time, because "for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." The thing about when a child is entrusted to you is you have a responsibility to train them up, to raise them up, to watch over them and to protect them and to care for them. And so I want to just start off today by commending to you the responsibility that is ours in nurturing this gift of faith that God has given to us, this relationship with Jesus. Here is the reality. We can know as much about God as we choose to. There is no limitation, especially here in America. If you want to know God, if you want to know His Word, if you want to be a worshiper, there is nothing to hinder you. There is nothing to hold you back. There, you have access to the throne of heaven 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I want to ask you to take just a moment and evaluate your relationship with God. And I want you to look at it from this perspective. Am I nurturing this relationship? Is my relationship with God growing? Am I allowing Jesus to have greater control of my life? If you ever are with me in a car and I happen not to be the driver, just kind of keep an eye on my foot, because you will find that my foot, even though my brain knows that I'm not driving, my foot is over there. And especially when it comes to stopping, if the person isn't slowing down as fast as I would like them to, I start trying to hit the brakes. I'm over there pressing, and it's like, you know, they just, that brake doesn't work on the passenger side nearly as well when the pedal isn't there. We have control issues. We've been raised in a democracy where people vote, and now we're in a time where it doesn't matter what the vote turns out. It's basically judicial activism that takes place. And, I hear people talk about voter disenfranchisement and all of that sort of stuff. Well, there have been a whole lot of votes that have been taken that the outcomes have been completely and totally set aside because some judge looked at it and their one vote outweighed all of the other votes. And that's what I call voter disenfranchisement. So we're here in America where we are raised in this society where it's the people's voice. It's the people's voice. We are a democratic republic is what we are. We have representatives that represent us. And so we don't vote every time we're going to pay a bill. We have representatives that vote for us. But God's kingdom is a kingdom. It is a theocratic monarchy where God is on the throne. Now, it's not a theocracy in the way that some of the Middle Eastern countries are governed. This is a spiritual kingdom where God establishes people. There were three branches of the government or of the authority, three branches of authority in the Jewish world. There was the king, there was the prophet, and there was the priest. There were those three things. The prophet was the spiritual leader, the priest was the mediator, and the king was supposed to be the governmental executive that carried out the will of God. And there were things that God instituted before there was even a king. The king was not God's plan. That was the people's desire. The people said, we want to be just like everybody else. And God spoke to Samuel and he said, this is not going to work out well for them. You need to tell them this is what is going to happen when a king is in place. And so I'll be quite honest with you. I never look to people to be the solution. In fact, whenever Washington, D.C., for about the past 15 or 20 years of my adult life, whenever Washington has told me they had a solution for my problem, I started reaching for my wallet because I knew that it was getting ready to cost me more money. It wasn't going to solve anything. It was going to make matters worse. And so I don't look to them to solve my problem. I don't want to be enslaved to my government. I want to live in the freedom that God has set us free. So at our church, we don't do federal government grants. We don't. We function on the tithes and the offerings of God's people. This radio broadcast is funded by the tithes and offerings that come in to Merit Assembly of God. The sponsors that you hear are people who are part of Merit Assembly of God, who have been a blessing to Merit Assembly of God. And so there's a little bit of money that comes in that's designated for the radio broadcast. But for the most part, it is all tithe and offering. Somebody said, do you do fundraisers at your church? We want you to consider doing this fundraiser. And I say, we don't do fundraisers. And we do have a few little fundraisers that we do, but they're not from outside the church. They are from inside the church. One of our exciting things that we've got coming up is a food auction where the people from the church that cook these absolutely amazing dishes, where we're going to be auctioning those things off. And that is actually going to be coming up this Sunday. After church, we're going to be raising money so that we can scholarship kids to kids camp this summer, youths to youth camp, children to children's camp. And so we're going to be sending several of those kids away to camp, and that's the way that we're going to do it. But for the most part, we have refused any external thing because we don't want the strings that come with it. A long time ago, we used to have a food distribution ministry, and we were buying food at a bulk rate. And all of a sudden they changed the stipulations and they said, we're going to need the names of the people that you distribute this to, how many people are in their household and all of that sort of stuff. And I said, you know, when the church has to start reporting to the government what sort of ministries we're doing, we're not going to do it anymore. And so we discontinued that ministry because we don't want to have to be controlled by those regulations. And if we ever got addicted to the financial resource of the federal government, we would soon realize that there are strings that come with that. Right now you've got organizations who are receiving federal money that if that federal money was cut off, their organizations would cease to exist. And to be quite honest with you, there would be more babies that would be allowed to live in America. But judges have stepped in and said, no, the government can't cut off their funding. And I was like, I don't understand that. But I'm off track here just a little bit. I just want to let you know that you and I, we should be growing in our relationship with God. And we should allow Him to have the say over our life. The more control that we allow God to have and His Word to have in our heart and in our life, the greater peace that we are going to have, the greater wisdom we are going to live with. You and I, we need to say, thank you, God, that you are on the throne. I've said it before, I'll say it again. One of the things that I am most thankful for is that I am not God. One of the second things that I am most thankful for is that you aren't either. Because there's nobody that deserves to sit upon the throne other than Him. So we've talked about that He is wonderful, that He is the Counselor. Some have combined those two to say Wonderful Counselor. The next one says He is the Mighty God. And so I want to talk to you today because you are not serving some wimpy little God. You are serving the Almighty God, the most powerful being in the entire universe. Satan would try and get you to believe and convince you that he is the most powerful, but he was defeated and thrown out of heaven. He did manage to sway one third of the angels, but that means that still two thirds remained faithful to God. So Satan is outnumbered. He is outmatched. He is outpowered. He is nowhere near the level of authority. There is nothing that is ever going to supersede the power of God. He is a mighty God. And so when you look at things, when you don't look directly at the sun, but when you evaluate just the sheer power of the sun that we have, and the fact that it's considered a smaller star on a cosmic scale, and that there are things that are so powerful that are beyond this world, you have to realize that God created all of those things, and it didn't even begin to diminish the scale of power that He has. He is the Almighty God, El Shaddai. He is the Almighty God. We talk about that He is omnipotent. That means that He is all-powerful. There is nothing that He cannot do. So what happens a lot of times is that we look at things with our natural resources and try and evaluate whether or not we are going to be able to proceed with this walk of faith according to our natural resources. Our faith is not in our resources. Our faith is in the Almighty God. There is not a person on the planet that He cannot save. Unless they've committed the unpardonable sin. Let me just put that caveat in there. We could deal with, there may be people listening right now and you think you've committed the unpardonable sin. If you are feeling any remorse or any conviction in your life, and you are just saying, you know, I just don't know if I've grieved God so much that he could ever forgive me. Let me rest, bring some rest to your soul. You haven't, because the Holy Spirit wouldn't be convicting you of something of that magnitude if there was no potential for redemption. He is able to save. I've got a minister friend, and I called him up one time, and it said, please hold while this customer is located. And the hold music was a song out of Hillsong that Jesus is mighty to save, mighty to save. And I'll be honest with you, I got into so much enjoying the worship that was playing on his phone during the hold process that I was almost a little let down when he answered the phone. Don't tell him I said that, but I was like, Jesus is mighty to save. He is mighty to heal. Today, I just want to remind you of how powerful God is. That if you are facing adversity today, that you need to realize that the person that has been birthed into your life as Savior, you've been born again into his kingdom. He is the Almighty God. He is the mighty God. He is the God. There are none other. There is no one beside him. There is no one who can compare to him. There is no one who can overthrow him. There is nothing that he cannot do. And so I just want to build up your faith today to realize that no matter how ominous the adversity you're facing, look to Jesus today, because he has the power and the compassion to intervene on your behalf. The power and the compassion to intervene on your behalf. So I've told you this story before. I was in need of some paper towel dispensers or toilet paper dispensers, one of those two things. And I contacted a friend of mine. He said, you need to talk to this person. And so their business at that time was right down the street. So I drove down the street and I went in and I talked to him. And he said, well, tell me about your church. And at that point in time, we were running 15 or 20 people. We were still in the annual income bracket as a church, not as a pastor. The total church income was in the 20-some thousand dollar range. And so I began to describe to the church, and he says, well, wait a minute. I just need to tell you that if you're serving a little bitty wimpy God, I'm not interested in helping you. But if you're serving an almighty, miracle-working, supernatural, healing God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think or imagine according to his power that works within us, then he said, if you're serving him, I can help you. And I said, well, that's the God we serve. We're here, and we're here. We're believing that God is raising this church up, and thank God he has done just that. He is, we are not where we want to be, but we are most certainly not where we were. And it is because of the miraculous things that God has done. He is the mighty God. And, so let me just say this about, the adversity that you might be facing in your life. I encourage you to go and pray and say, God, I want to take out the biggest giant that I face. I want to take out the biggest one. I know that you're going to conquer all of my enemies, but here's the reason why I tell you that, because I don't want you, that to be your first thing. You need to have walked with him. You need to have been growing in your faith some. But once you've got some victories underneath your belt and you realize that that giant is taunting not just you, but he's taunting God and taunting the kingdom of God, and say, you know what? That's not honoring my Savior. That is not honoring the God who lives inside of me. He's the Almighty God. And today, God's going to give me victory over that. So I want to ask you today, what's the biggest thing that you face right now? Who's the biggest giant? Here's why I say to go after the biggest giant after you've started walking and God has developed your faith and you've seen a couple of victories. Because on the day that David faced the bear was the biggest adversity that he faced. On the day he dealt with the lion was the biggest adversity that he faced. Both of those were in preparation for when he stood before Goliath. And on the day that Goliath came and taunted, and David said, "This day the Lord God will hand you over to me. He is going to give me the victory." The deal had been struck that whoever was defeated that day, that their people would become subservient to the other. And the Philistines presumed that the Israelites were going to be defeated because they had their giant, they had their Goliath. And David went out and he defeated their Goliath. God miraculously intervened on that behalf. And then I want you to understand that the Philistines backed out of their arrangement because they did not get the outcome that they expected. Instead, their giant fell because they failed to realize how awesome God is. And so when the giant fell, the Philistines fled. They started running for their lives. And today, I just want to encourage you, whether it is a diagnosis that you just had from the doctor, whether it is the crushing load of debt that you have, whether it is a relationship issue, whatever it might be, it could be an addiction. It could be a substance abuse, whatever it might be. I pray today that God would cause faith to arise in your heart, not in your ability, but in God's ability. He is the mighty God. He is the mighty God. He's bigger than your finances, bigger than your sickness, bigger than your time problems. He's bigger than your addiction. He is bigger than your relationship issues. And so I want to encourage you today, have faith in this omnipotent God that you serve. You know, they've recently discovered ways to access the oil reserves that we have here in America, and we've got natural gas reserves that are just massive. You know, I forget how many decades of natural gas we have at our disposal. Those reserves have been in the ground all along. They've existed there. They've been there all along. When people were still trying to rub two sticks together and get a little spark going so that they could make a little bit of fire so that they could stay warm, there was potential all around them. There was powerful potential that existed. All they needed to do was avail themselves of it. And today, I will let you know that no matter how massive the quantities, the oil reserves are finite. No matter how many decades they've projected that the natural gas reserves will last, the quantities are finite. But God is infinite. God is infinite, and He is not retired. He is not going out of business. He is the supernatural, almighty God, and He wants you to know that He wants to move on your behalf. You see, it's one thing to have power and ability, and it's another thing to put it to use. Today, will you walk in faith? Will you stand in faith to watch God work miraculously on your life? Or will we continue to believe that all we have is our natural resources at our disposal? Listen, when I go into war, I want to go into war with all of my allies fighting for me, fighting with me. And when God is that ally, I want him picking my battles. I want him planning the battles. I want him giving me the times to go forth. I want him giving me the strategies, and I want the battle to be his. I want the glory to be his. I want it all to be his because he's the mighty God. I'm just a partner in this. I just do what I'm told to do. And so today I just want to ask you to let God demonstrate his mighty power in your life. What impossible situation are you facing? Because I don't have to go looking for them. They become realities in my life. The thing is that when I look at that situation, you see, the children of Israel, when they looked at the daunting fortresses and the size of the people in the promised land, they came back and they said, there are giants in the land, there are fortified cities in the land, and we look like grasshoppers to them, or we look like grasshoppers to ourselves, and we looked the same to them. And the one thing that they didn't mention until Joshua and Caleb came up, and they didn't realize that God had already defeated the most powerful army on the planet of the earth at that time, in the Egyptian army. And he hadn't abandoned them. He was still miraculously providing food on a daily basis in a barren wilderness for millions of people. And they thought that God was going to abandon them to have to fight their own battles. The battle this day is not yours. It is the Lord's. You may have a role to play. You may have responsibilities. But I encourage you, get into the presence of the Lord. Say, God, you are bigger than this problem. I challenge you to live this day by faith in the mighty God who came and died on a cross to save you from your sin and set you free. If that was the biggest burden that we had and he's defeated that, will he not also work out victory in every other area of our lives? I encourage you today, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Faith in the mighty God that you serve. Not in yourself. Don't have faith in your faith. Have faith in the God that you serve. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you that you are a mighty God. You are a wise God. You are not overpowered by anything that people are facing right now. And Lord, I pray that today in Brevard County, you would demonstrate your might and your power. You would bring victory for your kingdom's sake. May the name of Jesus be praised. May testimonies come forth of victories here in Brevard County. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.